Murray Olds joining us in the studio for some terrible dad jokes. But while you're here, Murray Olds, the resident sort of fatherly kind of figure of 2SER Breakfast. Last week I asked your advice on a particularly spicy local problem I had. I've got another one for you if you want to be of some assistance in this one.
Happy to help if I can. Just recap for us though about the bins. What was was that resolved?
Well, more or less. When I see the guy hosing down the bins, I kind of just avoid him in my car. I think everybody
what?
Wins.
You
everybody
avoid wins. Him.
Avoid the bin situation.
You don't like the bin situation.
It's
man
fine.
Up, son.
It's fine.
I'll come out and see him.
Look, maybe
touch
I can
the bins again, I'll break your arm. That's what I'd be saying to him. Then I can hop in my car and drive away. He told me to say that. He's in Unit 7.
Throw me under the bus. Now, listen, speaking of units, right, I live in a unit in a part of the kind
Salubris.
Of northern, the northern suburbs of Sydney.
The leafy north, mate.
Yeah, and like, I live in an apartment. When I got this flat, I didn't have a parking spot, right?
Right.
Which is, it's a pretty pricey commodity in that part of the world.
Well,
so it's a well-sought-after kind of thing, as it is in most parts of Sydney, I'd suggest.
Every suburb you lay your head becomes instantly more gentrified.
Well, exactly right. Yeah. And so I thought, no worries, because my street at the moment is free all-day parking. I can leave my car in the street all week, no problem, happy days, get the train, everyone's laughing. But, Murray Olds,
yes.
There's a whole bunch of new apartments going up on my street, and we got a letter in the post the other day saying they're going to change this street I live on to, like, metered parking, 3 hours, and then you have to move your car.
What about concessions for locals?
Well, that's what I said. I go, what about me getting like a parking sticker saying, resident, so I don't have to move my car every 3 hours.
What's council saying?
Well, council says they no longer issue parking permits.
Why not?
I don't know. This is what I got to do. Like, should I take it to City Hall? I think it's a bit of a joke because there's all these giant apartments coming up on the street every now and then.
You're supposed to do your best for parking, eh?
Well, like, if I come to work all day, I'm not going to head home to move my car.
Here's the thing, you see, you're fighting a battle against about a state, I beg your pardon, a local government authority wanting to change current parking arrangements. And why do they want to do that? Well, for a couple of reasons. They want to ration, if you will, a very scarce commodity, becoming instantly more scarce as soon as these apartments are full.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they derive revenue from it.
Mm.
Their council rangers are out there making money for the council.
Mm.
And you can bet your bottom dollar they'll be parked at one end of that street and sweeping up and down that brand new street, just raking in the dough.
But is there no, I mean, I get that.
Of
I
course
get,
it's unfair.
It's a revenue raising thing. But, it's just because there's hundreds and hundreds of more people living on that street and they're going to take away all the all-day parking. It doesn't make any sense.
But it does if you look at it in terms of rationing a scarce resource.
Mm.
Why should a lucky few, you can park your car there presumably when you get home from work in the middle of the day and leave it there all day if you want.
All week.
Why should you be able to do that?
Because I'm a resident of the street.
So are the soon-to-be new residents, your new neighbours.
Mm.
Fabulous.
So if I wanted to kind of take it to City Hall, do you reckon I've got a shot or it's going to be a waste of time?
Well, you're going to be wasting your time because City Hall's the one who are changing the rules on you.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of some kind of romantic grassroots campaign where
nice.
I emerge.
Nice. Good luck with your local newspaper. I mean, I'd try and look, that's the first place I'd go. I would certainly, I'd ring up my local editor.
Yep.
You may get some sort of grassroots campaign.
Yep.
But good luck. I mean, here's the thing. It's just like a drug fix for local government.
Mm.
They've got very few other ways to raise money.
Mm.
They're always crying poor.
Mm.
And the only way they can really, I mean, how else do they get money if it's not from parking?
What, do we pay council rates?
Well, yeah, we pay rates.
Mm.
But renters don't pay rates. I mean, the owners pay rates, but people living in your street don't necessarily pay rates. They will be paying new parking fees from the sound of it.
So am I basically essentially saying I'm screwed? I've got to go just
I would, I would, I would certainly engage with my local newspaper. Do you have a local newspaper
I do.
Of any repute?
The Advocate.
Right.
Yeah.
Sterling, august publication as it is. I'd certainly make an appointment to go and see one of their journos, go and see the editor, he or she, and you just say, listen, this is what's happening. Have any other residents complained about it? You may find there in plenty of other complaints.
Yep.
And you can all of a sudden get a couple of front page splashes.
Bit of movement.
Yeah, and good luck with the mayor.
Thank you.
Good luck with the beer.
All right. Well, you've inspired me. Okay. And speaking of inspiration, you got a couple of gags over there, or what's happening?
I have. Yeah, I'm gag friendly this morning. They are, as you mentioned, terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the first. I've got an animal theme today.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to a frog's car when it breaks down?
A frog's car when it breaks down.
A frog's car when it breaks down.
Something about a hop. Is there a hop? No.
It gets towed away.
Oh, simpler. Simpler.
What did the duck say when he bought a lipstick? Put it on my bill.
Oh, yeah, these are bottom of the barrel stuff.
There's a mole family living out in the country.
Okay.
They've just moved into a new hole. Bugger all parking there too. So there's a papa mole, a mama mole, and a baby mole.
Yep.
Brand new hole out in the bush. It's near a farmhouse. First morning, I wake up, papa mole goes to the top of the hole, pokes his head out and says, "Oh, wow, I can smell bacon and eggs."
Mm.
Mama mole says, "Hang on." She shoves it way up to the top of the hole next to papa mole, and she, "Wow, I can smell pancakes." Little baby mole's down the back of the hole. He tries to get up too. He sticks his head up, but he can't. There are two of his mum and dad upstairs. Baby mole says, "The only thing I can smell is molasses."
Disturbing on so many different levels. The moles out in the hole. Thank you very much, Mario Olds.
Pleasure, my boy. Good luck with you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll keep you informed of how my grassroots movement goes, all right?
Yeah, good stuff. Good luck.
People power to the rescue.